From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In a New Year's message today, India's Prime Minister warned his nation to remain vigilant, saying the country could be hit by more terrorist attacks. His warning follows the suicide assault on the Indian Parliament on the 13th of December. 14 people were killed in that attack. India alleges it was carried out by Kashmiri separatists backed by Pakistan. The escalating tensions in South Asia have stoked fears of a war between India and Pakistan, but Pakistan has now arrested the leader of the militant group that India says was responsible for the attack on Parliament. And today India called that arrest a step forward. NPR's Eric Weiner reports now from Islamabad, Pakistan.
This is Pakistan's most significant arrest since tensions with India began to escalate earlier this month. Hafiz Saeed was arrested in Islamabad, charged with making inflammatory speeches and inciting people to violence. He was, until last week, leader of Lashkar-e-Taiba, or Army of the Pure, a Kashmiri group blamed for a number of terrorist attacks. It's a group that the U.S. recently added to its list of terrorist organizations. Meanwhile, police in the port city of Karachi raided the offices of two militant groups, detaining 30 activists for questioning. Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman Aziz Khan described the arrests as part of a sustained effort to curtail militant groups.
The government of Pakistan, for past quite some time now, has been taking certain measures and preventing, for example, the display of arms, collection of illegal weapons, maintenance of public order. This arrest is part of the same measures that the government of Pakistan has been taking for quite some time now.
But the timing of this recent crackdown is no coincidence. India and the U.S. have been demanding that Pakistan take action against the militants, militants who killed 9 people during the attack on Indian lawmakers 2 weeks ago. India says more needs to be done and handed Pakistan a list of alleged terrorists it wants handed over. But today, for the first time since this crisis erupted, India seemed to soften its hardline position. Indian Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh speaking to reporters after first learning of the Pakistani police action.
If this information is confirmed, then it is a step forward in the correct direction. We hope that such actions against terrorist activities targeting India, including Jammu and Kashmir, would be pursued vigorously until cross-border terrorism in our country is completely eliminated.
The U.S. has been applying heavy diplomatic pressure on both India and Pakistan in an effort to avert a war between these two nuclear powers. The risk of such a nightmare scenario seems a bit lower today than it did yesterday. But the region remains extremely tense. Hundreds of thousands of troops from both nations are massed along the border, the largest military buildup in 15 years. Both countries have exchanged tit-for-tat sanctions, and effective tomorrow, virtually all transportation links between India and Pakistan will be cut. The hope is that the leaders will sit down and talk their way out of this crisis. That opportunity may come later this week when both Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf attend a regional summit in Nepal. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.